So in terms of team news and injuries, etc., how is everybody?
Yeah, everybody's fit, obviously, apart from Curtis. Just waiting on Dean coming back. And, you know, he played the full game last night. He'll be a little bit tired, but apart from Curtis, full squad to pick from, which is good.
Are you expecting Furman to be at least available for selection then?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Dean's, if you want any player to go away in international duty, it's probably Dean. How he looks after himself off the pitch, does things properly, and he'll prepare himself right. You know, he'll meet us down in Bristol tomorrow when he gets in, and he's done it loads of times maybe before, been away in international duty and came back and played, so that won't be a problem.
And he never really has a short trip anyway, does he?
No, he doesn't. But the good thing is, repeating myself with Dean, is that he does look after himself properly, so he'll be available as well.
After the match against Oldham, do you make changes for this one?
Possibly. You know, it was a disappointing performance, we all know that. None more so than the players, you know, but what we've had is two really good weeks to work on a lot of things physically and tactically. And the boys have been different class. You know, they've been sharp, they've been bright. They've rested when they've had to, and trained really well, so we're looking forward to it.
What are the key things that you've looked at then? Because you're kind of in the odd situation where you can look at away results and say there's not a great deal going wrong here, but at home obviously it's been different, and trying to get the balance with that.
We try and keep an even keel in it, you know, and you know, the stats are there for everybody that we've won four matches away from home, drawn one and lost two at home. But it's an away game on Saturday. We've addressed a lot of things over the past sort of 10 days, 2 weeks. We're going to the next week, you know, an away game, two home games with a lot of confidence now.
So what's particularly gone right for you then on the road that maybe hasn't happened at home?
I think at home, teams are coming back and they're coming here and sitting deep. And, you know, what's killed is, and especially the Port Vale game and the Oldham game, is the early goal. You know, and they've scored early from a set piece, which is disappointing from us. You know, and I've touched on it again. We've conceded six goals at home, and whatever way you look at it, they're from set pieces. We're not conceded from open play, so that's something we've worked on. Something we know we've got to get a lot better at, and it's just a little bit of it's a lack of concentration at the right times when you need it. You know, when you concede a set piece, no matter what happens, you make sure your man doesn't score. And we've not been good enough at that recently. And if we're going to concede early in games from a set piece, it doesn't give you a chance. But I'm pretty confident that we'll sort that out.
Richie Wellens, obviously back now, all sorted out. In terms of him being 100%, firing on all cylinders, fitness very much up to speed, is he there right now, or does he need a couple more games just to get back fully into the swing of things, given his pre-season?
He got 65 minutes in the development squad game the other day there, and to be fair to Richie, he looked as if he'd never been away. The one positive thing with Richie is that he's, without having the game time, he's more or less done every session with us. You know, he's had a couple of sub appearances for us now. He gets 65 minutes under his belt, and the more time he gets training with the group, the more 11v11s he gets, the better he'll be, and he'll get back to the Richie that we all know.
Do you look to him now to take that lead, if you like, if indeed he's selected? I suppose we're all kind of assuming he's going to be, but do you look for him to kind of resume the role he had last year?
Yeah, look, Richie's one of our best players, and you know, I said it a few weeks ago, I was very surprised that a championship club didn't come and get him, because of his style, he was one of the best players in the championship, of what he does last year. The plus thing for that is we've got him now, not for just this season, but for the season after. On and off the pitch, he's a big influence on the players. The players know that they can trust him with the ball, and the players know that he's going to keep the ball, and when you've got a player like that, it breeds confidence throughout the team.
I'm slightly going over old ground here to a point, but as you've had a couple of weeks to assess things, do you look at the loan market again? Do you maybe feel that an addition is needed, or do you think we'll be all right?
No, I think we'll be all right for the time being. If something does come up that we feel that's going to improve us, we might have a look at it. The other thing this 2 weeks has done is, I mean, we're always out as a staff watching games anyway, but we must have covered between us about 20-odd games. So we're out there looking, we're keeping tabs on people, we keep dossiers and players all the time, so that if the opportunity comes up, whether it be that it's a player that I think that's going to really improve is or an injury or suspension, we're ready to go on that one.
Do you kind of have the green light from upstairs to just kind of go and act as you see fit in that respect?
To be honest, I've not asked that question. What I will say about them is when I have went to them, in my time that I've been here, more often than not, they've allowed us to get the players in.
So, Bristol City then, this weekend, as a prospect, how do you rate them?
They're a good team, unbeaten, very good at home. Steve Cottrell's, he's a person that, another one that I know well. I worked with him as a player for a brief spell when I was at Leicester, and he's a top football man. He's got his team organised, and they've got some good players. You know, I watched their game last Saturday against Scunthorpe, where they played reasonably well, but he's got a team that knows how to grind out results, especially at home, so it's going to be a tough test for us.
He's turned that ship around, hasn't he? Because they were in all sorts of trouble, probably at this time last year, sort of Christmas last year maybe, and all of a sudden they stayed up fairly comfortably in the end, and now look at them.
Yeah, fantastic, and Steve's recruited really well, and what he's been able to do, apart from Kieran Agar, who he brought in fairly late into pre-season, every other player that he signed, he had for the start of pre-season. And that shows in the organisation that they've got and how they're playing.
It says something about maybe how this division is latching onto the fallout of the Championship, that some clubs can spend £1 million on a player and others can't.
Yeah, it does, but you've got to deal with it, and you've got to deal with what you've got. You know, Steve's recruited really well. He's got some good players, and rightly so. They're up at near the top of the league, albeit very early in the season. And rightly so, one of the favourites to go straight back up, because he's got a strong squad there. What we do is we go down there with a lot of confidence, especially in our away form. You know, we've had some tough away trips and performed really well. You know, and the players are desperate to have a reaction after the Oldham game. But we've also touched on a lot of things with our away form and how well we've been playing and how we go about things away from home. You know, so we'll go down there expecting to get a result.
So is it approach this one, given the quality of the opposition, in the same way perhaps you have the other away games, or do you have to be mindful? Maybe, I mean, they're second, they're unbeaten, I think, at this stage.
Yeah, I think it's 10 games unbeaten at home they've went now. So that tells a story in itself. But we know it's going to be tough, but, you know, it was tough going down to Yeovil the first game of the season. It was tough going to Watford. It was a long trip down to Colchester. So the boys have shown that away from home they know how to win games, whether it be by playing football or whether by really digging in. So we know it's going to be tough, but we know it's a team that's going to be up there, so it'll be a good marker for us.
Who do you look at as being their key men to stop?
They've got all over. You know, they play 3-5-2, 3-4-1-2, and it's a system that the players that Steve's recruited fit very comfortably in. You know, they've got Corey Smith, who they signed from Oldham, who's a very good footballer. Wade Elliott, with his experience. Luke Freeman, who causes problems because technically he's very good. Wilbraham and Agard up front, you know. So you could say there's a lot of Championship players in that squad. But we think we have as well.